Hey, Deshaun, when you look back at that first Ravens game, so much happened. Like, what kind of memories do you take away from that and what goes back to your mind? How's that feel?
Yeah, I think it's similar to the Cincinnati game in the sense that I feel as if there's been a lot of development from myself and a lot of my teammates, and we feel like we're in a completely different position as an offense with the tools that we have and been able to implement into our game plans. You know, obviously going through that situation, come out of the game, going back in, it's just a very unique situation that obviously we want to eliminate as many times as we can and do whatever we can to make sure I'm out there the whole game.
Have you had any migraines since?
I've not.
I mean, we've talked about it a billion times, but the fact that they turn it over maybe as much as any defense in the league, do you have to be wary of anything specific against those defenders?
Yeah, you just got to understand that, you know, as a quarterback, it's about just keeping the ball out of harm's way. You know, that's something that we preach over and over and over again, and obviously in that first game, that was a reason that we were preaching it. Now I think we're in a position where, you know, you just play within the rhythm of your feet. If it's not there on the first hitch, then make sure you're finding your back and, you know, obviously using my feet as an advantage whenever I can just to make sure that the ball's out of harm's way.
Sean, what's the emphasis for you over these last three games? I know you've been working on a lot of different things through the course of the year, but something specific that you've got to accomplish other than a win, obviously?
Yeah, you know, obviously trying to get a win is first and foremost, but after that it's about trying to find a complete game, trying to stay away from the lulls, trying to stay away from, you know, the turnovers and the small things that can sway a game. I think that, you know, we started off the season trying to do whatever we can just to keep the ball out of harm's way and keep the ball moving with positive plays. Then we started getting that going, and then it became, you know, trying to make the game-changing plays and trying to get one or two big plays. Now it's about making sure that you, you know, obviously continue to have positive plays. You try to find the game-changing plays, but you stay away from the one or two drives that we've been having in every game that honestly have become the decision maker throughout the game of the negative play or the three and out that turns the momentum and obviously comes back and bites us. I believe so. Obviously, statistically, you know, the two turnovers are unacceptable. Obviously, the one in the overtime, you know, hurts quite a bit. But for the most part, we were able to, you know, get the ball in our playmakers' hands, you know, keep the ball out of harm's way, and obviously going out there and putting up 21 points in the first half and then in halftime with a lead. If you can take that same performance and put it into the second half, obviously we come out victorious.
With Corey for three quarters, with Josh for the first two quarters. What changed at the end of the game as far as making it difficult to find them? And then if that situation arises again, how do you as a quarterback overcome that so that you're able to get the ball to where you want to get it?
Once again, you know, you go and you look at the stats and you look at the amount of targets in the fourth quarter, or you go and you try to, you know, evaluate a whole game based upon, or a whole section of a game based upon, you know, the stats. Well, you know, for the last 10 minutes of that fourth quarter, we're in a four-minute offense trying to run the ball as much as we can, so the targets are going to be down. You know, we only threw the ball a few times in the fourth quarter, and that obviously then on paper looks as if we're not, you know, targeting the right guys as much. It's just making sure that you're executing when your job's called. Obviously, we were in a position at the end of that game where we could have closed it out, where, you know, our passing game was going to have to be something we had to, you know, go to get that finish, and we weren't able to do that at an adequate level. So just making sure that when we get into the fourth quarter now that we're finishing games the right way and executing our job is at the high level that we were in the first half.
You're a very emotional guy, and obviously this game meant a lot to you, and you were very upset afterwards, you know, in the locker room. Do you think that's good that your teammates see that this means that much to you and it hurts that much, or do you worry too that you want them to see you stay up and positive?
You know, after a game, everyone's emotional. On Monday, everyone's obviously down and out, and when you don't get a win, as a team, we do a good job of flushing it and moving on. Whether or not your teammates see you down and out or any of that, that really doesn't matter. Obviously, everyone, like I said, it gets emotional. We all put in a lot of effort towards this. When trying to get a victory, when you don't, when you come short of your goal, everyone's going to be a little off. I think I do. I put a big emphasis on making sure that I'm the same guy every time I step back into this locker room to work on Wednesday and Thursday, and I've been able to do so all year and will continue to do that.
To your point earlier about, you know, you can have a great game, and then one or two plays can kind of undermine that. How big of a test is that mentally and just in terms of mental toughness, what kind of challenges?
It's not, you know, you can define a game as much as you want off of one or two plays. We don't. As professionals, we understand that you got to look at the whole game, and there's a lot of opportunities all over the place to make plays for myself, from everyone around me. So as far as, you know, an outsider looking in, you look at those two plays and you say, you know, that was a horrible performance. But you go back and you look at the development that we've been able to have throughout the year, and you can hang your hat on something. You can be a little happy about something. I think that now it's about going and making sure that those plays are out of there. Once again, keeping the ball out of harm's way, you know, trying to continue to have positive plays throughout a game. And just do whatever it takes to get a win.
Deshaun, when you, I don't, if you saw Josh Gordon's tweet about, hey, you know, Demarius Randle couldn't carry my jockstrap on my worst day if we weren't disadvantaged right now. I don't know if you saw that or not, but if you did you take that as any towards of anything toward against you?
No, you know, I saw the comment. I don't necessarily go on Twitter. I didn't see it in action. I think that, you know, Josh has a good point. He's one of the more talented guys as a quarterback on this team and as a teammate of his. I don't know if there's a corner in this league. I don't feel confident that he's going to go up and make a play. You know, he chose to go about it the way he did. You know, I'm going to support him through it. You know, I'll just try to make sure that as we continue to move forward and as he continues to work his way into this offense, that this offense doesn't look disadvantaged at any point in time.
Deshaun, the Ravens lead the league in interceptions. They've got three shutouts. Yet teams can't run on them, so they throw them. What kind of challenge is that for you this week?
You know, it's a challenge of executing. It's a challenge of taking, you know, the first week or the first half of, you know, Green Bay, the majority of the game of Detroit, all those times where you see us at our highest level, we got to make sure that's a full game. I think as a team, we've been looking all year to have a complete game, and we have yet to do that. And I think this is a prime example of a team where if you don't go out there and play it at the highest level and execute every time you step out there rep by rep, they're going to find a way of trying to exploit that. So it's on us to make sure that we're executing at a high level, preparing as much as we have ever prepared before, and go out there and try to get our first win.
And after on Monday, when we had a conference call with Hugh Jackson, he said there were times where you actually could have gone to Josh a little more and you didn't. I'm curious, what did you see on film, and do you have to strike that balance between not trying to throw it to him on every single play and yet getting it to him enough?
Yeah, you know, systematically, there's multiple reads in every play you go out there on, and when you're playing at a professional level, there's guys all over the field who can make plays for you, so you don't want to put an emphasis on things. But when you do see the opportunity with one-on-one matchups, with access on the outside, you got to be able to get the ball to your playmakers, and obviously Josh is one of those guys. You know, I didn't really have a big emphasis on trying to get a specific amount of targets or have a goal in mind when it comes to getting the ball. But after going back and watching the film, there's definitely some more opportunities in making him, you know, have the ball in his hand and make plays after. And I got to make sure that as we move forward, I'm giving him the ball at the right time.
Do you think about last home game? Is that have a, you know, little emphasis for you guys this week?
Yeah.
Last chance in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, you know, it's if we're going to go out there and get our first one, we'd love to do it in front of our home crowd. Obviously, the end of the season can go one of two ways. It can create momentum going into next year, or, you know, you can reset after this year and just try to squash and put it behind you. I think as a team, we made a decision that we wanted this to be momentum into next year, and I think a big part of that would be to get a win at home, you know, get the fans, you know, going on what this team is going to end up becoming. And once we're over this hill and winning forever, obviously those fans would be the same guys who are who have been supporting us and will continue to.
Deshaun, evidently Kenny Britt said that he asked for his release. It was reported that way. Did you feel he didn't want to play here?
I don't know how that situation played out. I know that Kenny was a leader to us, obviously one of the older guys in the team and a veteran in his meeting room, and quite a few guys looked up to him. Once again, this is a business, and that's way over my head. But I would have liked to have had a conversation with him to continue to learn from him. I mean, the experiences that he's had in his career were things that I was pulling from all season. To lose a guy like that in the locker room is definitely going to be something that you have to overcome. But, you know, I wish him all the success now in New England.
Deshaun, in the context of your growth and development in your future, Hugh Jackson, you know, was asked last week, well, what about this rich quarterback class in 2018? And he said, you can never have too many good quarterbacks on this team. You know, what's your reaction to something like that?
Look, this is the NFL. There's going to be a great quarterback in front of you. There's going to be a great quarterback behind you. The turnover in this league is all over the place. I mean, it's very high when it comes to quarterbacks. You know, for me, it's just about making sure that every time I step out there, every rep that I have, that I'm proving exactly who I am. Because there is going to be another good guy who comes in here. I already have two great guys in the room with me that I'm competing with every day. If there's a new young face, that's what it is. If there's an older guy, I'm going to try to learn as much as I can from him, continue to develop my game, and do whatever I can to focus in on myself to develop into one of the better quarterbacks in this league.
Does it feel like you can do enough in the last three? I mean, John Dorsey was here for four games. The last four games to really make the impression you need to make on the new guy?
You know, it's not necessarily trying to make an impression at this point. It's about just trying to get better. I know that with with my potential, with my understanding of this offense that I'm becoming very comfortable in, my ability to push the ball down the field, that the only person stopping me from being one of the better quarterbacks in this league is myself. So I got to just make sure that I'm locked in on my job every day and doing whatever I can to become better and allow them to make the decisions that they make. Mr. Dorsey seems to be an awesome guy who has a lot of football knowledge and had a lot of success in the past. And I'm looking forward to working with him and just proving every day exactly who I am.
When you said, like, another good quarterback's going to come in here to compete with her, I mean, do you just expect, like, hey, a guy's going to get drafted? Are you going to pay attention to the draft? Are you going to worry about that?
No, once again, with the abilities that I have, I know that if I can go out there and continue to get better and perfect the craft that I have, that there shouldn't be a worry out there. There's nothing that I can't do if I don't put my mind to it and continue to work on it. And when I say another good quarterback's going to come in here, I just understand that in this league, if you look at every offseason, you're always going to bring in a new guy, a new face, just to see, whether it be a practice squad guy, a guy who's going through training camp, whether you go pay a big vet or draft a guy, there's going to be a new face. That's just the reality of the fact, and just making sure that the front office here and the coaching staff here know exactly who I am every time I step out there and can continue to see the developments that I've been able to make and hopefully can turn that into some wins for us.
I know you don't want to share specifically what John Dorsey said when he was sitting with you at your locker after the game, but after that conversation, did you feel better about things?
Yeah, we're going to keep that conversation between us.
You may ask you about the last home game, but I mean, you played seven at home. What's been the impression of these fans? I mean, they're a passionate group. Have you heard good and bad from them?
Yeah. these fans are very opinionated, and they really want to win, and they deserve to win. Obviously, a city who is a blue-collar, hard-working city who are obviously very passionate about their Browns. They've been going through some tough times when it comes to our records and our ability to win on our home field. And from that, I've been able to hear some of those opinionated comments. And, I just take them as motivation because those same people are going to be the ones who are supporting me when we do start to win. It's just making sure that, once again, you're doing whatever you can individually to put yourself in a better position for your teammates so you can go out there and win games. And when we're winning and all this whole thing turns around and we get over this hill, we continue to talk about, I'm sure that these are going to be some of the better fans that this league has ever seen.
Where do you hear that stuff?
Everywhere.
When you go out, or you say you're not on social media, so.
Yeah, I eliminated social media to try to rid that. You can't go in public. I mean, this is a pretty small town when it comes to having three professional sports teams. So when you're out and about at 6'5 and looking like I do, typically they see you and they voice their opinions.
Do you feel like you're just going to be so much farther ahead of the game heading into next season from everything that you've experienced?
Absolutely. I think that this is one of the more unique experiences that a rookie quarterback can get in this league. Quite a few different situations that I've been able to learn from, some great guys around me, a great support team, and I look forward to look back on this season. Obviously reevaluate everything we've done, watch a lot of film on it, and do whatever I can to be the best quarterback I can be next year.
I think Suggs got you at least once in that first matchup. And you talked about studying film with Joe, but what did you learn about him just being on the same field?
Well, you definitely got to play through your feet. You got to play through the rhythm of the game. He's always going to be around. I think in the last two games, there's been two specific situations that I'm sure everyone knows where you take your eye off of a guy and you think after he gets ran around you that he's gone. Well, Suggs is the same one of those guys. He's going to be a guy who's going to continue to work hard and get to the quarterback no matter what it takes. So it's my job to make sure that the ball's out of harm's way. And in order to do so, I got to play through the rhythm of my feet. When I get to my second, third hitch, it's time to check. protect the ball down or run it throw away.
He's been doing so long. I mean, at 35 to have the season he's having, is it kind of mind-boggling when you think about it?
I mean, he's a talented guy. Typically, those guys who figure it out young can keep it forever. He's a guy who's multidimensional, and that's what allows him to continue to have the success that he has. He works hard and obviously has a really good rep in this league, and it's just on us to make sure that we do whatever we can to execute to try to limit his big plays.